The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm tired of your mess.
Man, I'll tell you, I think we're all sick and tired of this election, which has dragged on now for what? You look at some of the actual declarations, some of the actual beginnings, and it's well over a year, almost a year and a half, arguably maybe 2 years, arguably 4 years. The next election, 2020, will start here in about a week. Already some people are working on 2020, and it's just absolutely become ridiculous. I so appreciate our lieutenant governor who texted us, said, hey, you want to talk the election turnouts and so on so far? Give me a call. We did. And Lieutenant Governor Cox, thank you for listening and thank you for joining us on the program today.
Well, good morning, Doug, and welcome to day one of the longest week of your life.
Boy, no kidding. I have to dump one email on you, or a text that came in, and it's addressed to me, but I think it affects you too. It said, I'm sorry, Doug, but a third-party vote is just a cop-out. Either you're a Republican and can vote for the party, or you're not. Does that mean that you are not a Republican, that I am not a Republican, that Mitt Romney is not a Republican, that Mia Love is not a Republican? I mean, and the list just goes on and on and on. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I certainly hope not, and I think that's one of the problems that got us to this place in our country. And it's people that put party ahead of principle far too often. And I hope that's not the case for everyone. And look, I've been very careful not to criticize those that have decided to vote for the nominees. I think you put it best this morning when you said that this is just a terrible, the worst political decision that most of us have ever had to make. And so everyone has their reasons, but I think it's a little unfair to tell people that they're not a member of the party for not supporting someone with the track record of the nominee.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, it is a one-of-a-kind election, and I hope things radically improve, and I hope this is the anomaly that 50 years from now, 100 years from now, when people are talking about this great nation of ours, that, boy, you know, what happened back in 2016, thankfully, has never happened again, and we learned lessons there. Lieutenant Governor, let's talk about turnout so far. And right now, my ballot, my wife's ballot, my daughter's ballot, sitting on our kitchen counter, I just can't bring myself to vote yet. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what crazy new revelation is going to come out tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But here pretty quick, I got to pull the trigger on this thing. Have you voted yet?
Yeah, just this morning, finally. And I'll tell you, we don't have a real good baseline because of some changes. We have more vote by mail than ever before. We've shortened the vote by mail window to 3 weeks instead of four. And so it's hard to tell if we're tracking behind where we have been in the past. But it looks like we are tracking behind, and it looks like Republicans are a little bit slower to vote this year than others. Now, we don't know if that's because fewer are planning to vote or if people are having a harder time making up their mind, but I suspect that you're not in the minority there, that a lot of people feel the way you do, Doug.
Yeah, I've really got to do it. I walked through the ballot with my mom over the weekend. She and I had a conversation. She asked some great questions. She had some concerns and some questions about the constitutional amendments that I think we walked through fairly well. We've had some great people who have stepped up and given us arguments pro and con on some of those things. So I'm not sure if my mom has dropped it in the mail yet, but I'm going to have to do so in the next couple of days. But it's been tough. As far as the eight counties that are offering Election Day registration, Lieutenant Governor, maybe you can walk us through that. I understand this is part of our three-year state experiment. How many? We've got eight counties. Are they just kind of a random selection of the counties that can register?
Yeah, that's correct, and it was left up to the counties. I know you mentioned this with Sherry, but today is the last day statewide for voter registration, and some interesting news. Facebook has starting yesterday, was reminding people to register to vote in the state, and we had 50,000 hits on our registration website yesterday, which is a huge increase for this time of year. So through midnight tonight is your last chance to register online, unless you live in one of those eight counties. And they are fairly random as far as kind of the major counties go. We do have Salt Lake County, Weber County, Davis County, and Cache County are the four large ones that are doing Election Day registration. Today's the last day, unless you live in one of those counties, and then you could actually register on next Tuesday on the 8th. The others, I believe, are Sanpete, Kane, Millard, and San Juan are the ones I'm remembering off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, you got that list exactly right. I just happen to have it here in front of me in the article that I've made reference to. As far as getting out and voting, I indicated that Wallet Hub did a look over the shoulder based on past performance in 2012 and 2014 in the midterm election. How Utah is faring, and they are calling us the eighth most disengaged state based on registration, those who actually voted, those who participated midterm, those who are donating, things of that nature. And I know this year so many of the things that we have been talking about, that we talked about with Sherry, are designed to hopefully get bigger participation out of the state of Utah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those numbers are pretty accurate, and you and I have lamented this before, that for a state that prides itself on patriotism and this great way of life that we love so much, that too few people actually cast a ballot. And I'm hoping that will change. I think having Utah as a battleground state, we've been getting a lot more attention than normal, although this may not be the best election to get that kind of attention in. But we do hope that more people will get their ballots in. And I just want to echo everything that Sherry said. Sooner really is better. If you have made up your mind, don't procrastinate. If you're vote by mail, you have to have that postmark by Monday, the day before the election. That's so critical. But I want to encourage people not to wait until Monday to do that, because as she mentioned, if you do wait to mail it in on Monday, it will be counted and it will impact the election, but it may not be in the vote total that's included on Tuesday night, because they will be a little bit overwhelmed, and there is a two-week period where we count all of the ballots that come in at the last minute. So get it in this week. Go and early vote. Early voting is available in most of our counties until Friday if you prefer the electronic voting. And that will help with the lines on next Tuesday.
One thing, too, I'm still hearing Lieutenant Governor Cox on the line with us. I'm still hearing people who are saying, I'm just going to vote in Mitt Romney. And you can see it in their eyes. They think that somehow this will make a statement that somebody will be announcing, boy, look at all those votes that Mitt Romney got out there in Utah and throughout the country. The fact is, he is not a registered write-in candidate, and it will count for nothing.
That's correct. There are a lot of people that are protest voting and writing in people that they know it won't count, and they're perfectly fine with that. And if that's what you want to do, you're entitled to do that. It does show that you voted. It just won't count in the total. We will not be giving out a vote total for Mitt Romney or anybody else that is not a registered write-in candidate that night.
Hey, Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us. And boy, I'm going to go home tonight and really try to make the decision and pull the trigger, because it's just so, first of all, it's so important we participate, but also recognizing voting by mail is a really nice convenience, and I don't want to swap our county clerks, and I guess, like you, I need to finally pull the trigger.
Well, good luck, Doug. You'll be in our prayers tonight.
Hey, thank you. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox with us here at KSL News Radio. And the role of Lieutenant Governor, or in some states it would be the Secretary of State, is so critical when it comes to the elections. That's just one of the major responsibilities, certainly here in the state of Utah, of whomever holds that seat of lieutenant governor. Not only encouraging, but making sure that the elections happen and happen properly, happen as efficiently as possible, as honorably and as honestly and as pure as possible. So it's an awesome responsibility that the lieutenant governor has here in our state.